following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? From Radioland, it's time for another episode from the show that loves to secretly judge you. Yeah, well, I don't know about all that. I guess I do, because we all do. We're all, you know, so no judging. I give you people plenty to judge from, and you people give me plenty of information to judge you upon. If social media is any indicator. You know, those of you who have listened to this thing long enough know that I'm very critical of social media to the point now where it's driven me from it for the most part. Facebook is just, it has become this, this colossal vast wasteland that just doesn't seem to hold any real value. You know, there's none of that intrinsic value that you would think, you know, would exist in that day and age, you know, or this day and age. I mean, it's just, you know, political crap that doesn't exist. It's, here's what I'm having for supper. Look, here's a picture of me and my best friends. I mean, I get some of that. I mean, you know, there's that, you know, I love you so much that I want to share this moment with everybody. And I get that. That's fine. And it's come to the point now, I think that the more I think we all look at this stuff, the more we start to realize that it's just a never-ending feedback loop. It just continues to be uninteresting. At least to me it does. Sometimes there's can be some things out there, but the extent of which content fails to really exist is starting to become a real thing. There, you don't see much creative stuff anymore. In fact, you never really did. It was kind of tough to sort it out anyway, because a lot of people were busy copying everybody else. And good God, we've been copied enough. I've been copied plenty of times. There's a lot of that out there. And, you know, somebody makes a clever post, and next thing you know, it's everybody else. Instead of sharing it, they're just flat out copying it and taking it for themselves. We've seen that a few times from people that should know better, you know, professionals. Quote unquote professionals that have been accused and very famously busted out. The guy, was it the Instagram cat, a fat Jew, it was a comedian. He was curating other people's feeds and not giving them credit for it, and stealing the material and claiming it as his own. And, you know, was so successful at it that somebody had given him a television show, and he lost that shit when it came out that he was copying everybody else. And we see a lot of that. It's not as prevalent per se, because, you know, it is, I've mentioned this before, it's hard to lie on the internet. It's impossible, because somebody's going to hunt you down. If you spend any time on Reddit, you know how that society works. They will hunt you down. They question everything. That's why I like that site, because they are skeptical of everything that is out there. They get it. They don't trust a single soul. And I was just talking to my wife today about that very thing, that, you know, my very small circle of friends is that for a reason. I have my family that I work with at Radio Memphis, who I love dearly, and there's not a thing in the world I wouldn't do for those folks, within reason. And then I have a few friends outside of the business, which I keep them separated. I have to. I don't, my friends know what I do, obviously. But they're not my friends because of that. We don't discuss the business that often. A lot of people do, because I do work in a high profile industry. I do have a high profile job. There's a lot of people that listen to this, and a lot of my friends do. But at the same time, it's not why, you know, we are friends. You know, I've accepted them because I like who they are. I like the fact that I have friends that do other things aside from this business. It gives me a sense of grounding. It gets me out of, you know, the rut that I can get into, especially in my way of thought along these lines. I have to have some sort of hope for some type of society or humanity, And it's tough. Maybe you think the way that I do, but there are just so many people out there that the narcissism factor of our society is through the roof. And it's tough to really sort through it. You don't see that much compassion and you don't see that much caring. God, you don't see that much compassion at all. Compassion, I think, being a big part of it, because there are so many people out there who have made a name for themselves for being hateful and for being difficult and for being, a bigot or a racist or somebody who is going against the grain. And they only do it just so that they can get some type of attention. This Kim Davis woman keeps coming to mind. You know, there are people that actually support this woman. It doesn't really matter what you think, who you are, or what you believe in. There's always going to be somebody that supports you. I get that. That's why you see crowdfunding sites for people that broke the law and got killed, and somehow the family of this victim doesn't believe that. Therefore, people open up a crowdfunding thing to support it, and people go crazy for that. It shouldn't be legal, they holler. You shouldn't do that. You know, you can't legislate that stuff, and it won't be. And people that are quick to, I've noticed, people, the ones that are quick to say, we need to ban this, we need to stop this, we need to make this illegal, we need to make that illegal. These are all right-wing nut jobs that feel that way. You know, oh, Rick, you're just being a liberal. No, I'm not. I'm being a humanist because I don't like what the Liberal Party is saying either. It has nothing to do with politics. It just, and that's my point. People want to drag politics into everything, into all of it. And it's not the case. Acceptance is so much of everything that we have as society. And I have come to the unfortunate realization and that I've had to accept the simple fact that most people could give a shit. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about my wife. They don't care about your wife or your girlfriend or your brother or your mom. They just don't care. They pretend. It's like it's that whole, you know, let's be holy on Sunday, but come Monday, I'm going to be a complete asshole again because I can get away with it because next Sunday I'll go back into church and I'll buy my way out of it. I will rinse my guilt clean of it. And I don't like this mentality. I really don't. It's not in action. It doesn't do any purpose. It doesn't solve any problems by any means. And it opens up the doors for people to say things that are absolutely astounding. And I see some of the things that and here's the thing. Some of the things people will say in Facebook, on social media is one thing. What people say in public are a little bit different. But sometimes it's in their innocence. I guess it's because they don't know any better. I guess because they want to feel like they're hip or weird. They'll say things to me in public that blow my mind. Absolutely astounding to me. There are people in this world who still believe that I am at that other radio station I used to work for. And out of that bunch, there is a very tiny percentage, because I know I've met these people. There are some people who still think that I work with these people. Hey, man, I listen to you every day over there. Right? You're over there every day. You're funny as fuck, man. Playing bits that don't exist. Working with people that are not here. Working with people that are dead. I was told just the other day. That they loved listening to me. They still love listening to me. That's how you put it. I still love listening to you with so-and-so. And I said, I don't know how that's possible. I haven't done anything with them in years. What are you doing, man? As I'm standing behind a banner that says Radio Memphis. And they're facing me and they're looking at the banner. What are you doing now, man? Well, shit, what number is that on the dial? You know, and that's, you know, you get the old curmudgeons and that's fine. Most of the younger folk who are really hip to what's going on know me now through the internet. They've actually, this is a blessing, but I'm starting to run into fewer and fewer people who remember me from terrestrial radio. Because, you know, quite frankly, FM radio is dead, dying. We're waiting now for the official proclamation from somebody like Billboard. I think Rolling Stone already said it. you know, the big dinosaurs that are lumbering through terrestrial radio, trying to keep it, you know, relevant to them and their advertisers, are finding that nobody gives a shit about it. You know, when you have car makers that are not putting AM FM radio as a standard in their cars anymore, that's part of the problem. You know, Clear Channel is quick to tell you, excuse me, iHeartRadio. That's right, we had to put a prettier face on it to hide the fact that we're an evil empire. They had to change their name because of that shit, and all of the changes that they went through in 08 and 09, when the economy tanked, and then when 2011 and all of that happened again, and it was just, you know, they were painted in the media as being an evil company, and they are. I mean, I'm a witness to it. I've been there. See previous episodes of this show for more on that. But, you know, they are quick to tell you that through their studies show that everybody's still listening to AM and FM radio. But when you go out into the trenches and you go out onto the front lines and you're talking to people, and you find that they don't. They're not listening to that. They don't watch TV per se. Not the way that we've always watched it. You know, they're not subscribers to Comcast Cable or Time Warner, or they don't subscribe to UVerse. You know, they're Netflix. They're on demand. Everything is on demand. You know, they want to go watch a sporting activity, they go to a bar. That's how that works. You know, they go to a restaurant. They go someplace. And a lot of them really aren't into sports. You know, that's dad's thing. You know, some of them are secretly into it. I get it. You know, it's a generational thing for sure. But when you look across the board and you look across the things that are happening in this world like that, and people's perceptions of other people become incredibly distorted. They're looking through the world in very tainted glass viewing devices. I know it's a long way around the barn for saying you're short-sighted. But, you know, I see people all the time that are, I guess their intention is to be nice, and I appreciate that. But some of the things that people say are just downright fascinating to me. And I think that's part of the reason why I have trouble dealing with people, you know, random members of the public sometimes, because I don't know what's going to be said. I don't know what's going to happen. Social media, everybody becomes a, you know, Billy Badass. Yeah, the anonymous cowboy with a keyboard. You know, there was a post on our page, on our Facebook, on Radio Memphis Facebook page not long ago about a certain artist that was going to be in the studio during DJ Bay's radio show. And some redneck, bigoted bastard wrote, "Who cares?" And Bay, being polite, said, "A lot of people care." And, you know, people will write really hateful things. The upshot to this is that points us in the direction that we need to be. I know that we're in the right place at the right time when that begins to happen. You know, that we've been dealing also, which is kind of funny, a rash of phone calls on the air from these kids that are, you know, they don't get it, so they think that they're trying to get us in trouble by, oh my God, cussing on the radio. So they'll call up and they'll try and say some really horribly inflammatory comments. You know, just childish shit. And it's, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. I laugh because, you know, hey, who hasn't, right? You know, the prank calls are fun. I get it. And, you know, they're not saying anything hateful. They're just trying to be, they're trying to, you know, get the DJ in trouble because he's saying really, you know, you can't cuss on the radio. You'll get in trouble. So, I put these guys on the air and I will do it. And I'll say, yeah, okay, sure. And I'll see it coming in, too. And it's like, okay, fellas, what do you got for me this time? And they'll lay out their stupid little joke, and then they'll pause. They'll wait for me to get all pissed off. And I go, pretty good. You need to work on your punchline. And then they'll hang up. But that tells me we're doing the right things. We've attracted now the rest of humanity. It's always funny because when you start a business like this, you're always attracting the people that, you know, when it's a new thing, okay? Internet radio is relatively new. It's not new. It's been around since 95, and it hasn't really seen its heyday until these days that we've kind of gotten in on it. And we're in the golden age of it. And when you when you have that and you have something new and groovy and they go, wow, you know, it attracts all these smart people that come in and they go, wow, this is really cool. I dig this. I like what's going on. And I get compliments like that. And it's wonderful. It's nice. And then a few years goes by, and you're still attracting the very smart people. And then ultimately the idiots are going to come along. And it's going to be like these knuckleheads that call in and they like to cuss on the radio, or they like to, you know, say really ridiculous things. And then there's the people that are completely out of touch with everything in society. Completely out of touch. And I marvel at this. I don't understand that in this day and age how anybody can be so out of touch with anything. And I think that, and I'm not sitting here, you know, blowing my own horn over this by any means, but the more that I have witnessed people and studied people and looked at how people operate and think and do their thing, the more I realize that there is a certain blissfulness to being ignorant. You know, the ignorance is bliss thing, I think, is very real. And it's unfortunate, I suppose. Because there really isn't an excuse to be ignorant. There is no excuse to be uneducated. You don't have to go to college to get an education. You don't have to go to school to get an education. It kind of helps. I don't know. Nowadays, I wouldn't want to put a kid through any school out there, public or private. You know, public schools, you know, they're trying to educate you on shit that's not even right or accurate by teachers who are usually drunk. Hard to maintain any type of sobriety with the things that they have going on in their minds. Plus, they've got, you know, kids coming to school with guns, and they're going to start shooting people up, and it's got this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. And then on top of all of this, you see those posts in social media, where, man, when I grew up, man, I carried a shotgun in the back window of my truck, and then, you know, after school, the principal and I, we'd be talking hunting tips and stuff like that. You can't do that no more, so I think we should go back to them days. No. We don't need to go back to those days, or them days, as you so poetically put it. We've progressed as a society, unfortunately, at the hands of those who don't know how to act responsibly. Because, let's face it, you know, a lot of it is parents' fault. They don't care, you know. We want, when I was a kid, I never won any trophies, so let's do it this way. So all the kids that show up get a participation trophy for showing up and doing their thing. Shut up. You got to teach little Bobby when he's going to be a loser. He's got to know it. How can you be a winner if you don't know how to lose? It's, you know, well, it's exclusionary. We can't play tag because it's exclusionary. We can't play hide and seek because it's exclusionary. Shut up. Let kids be kids. Kids are cruel animals. They are. They got a head full of jello. They don't know what the hell's going on. They want to stick their penis in just about anything that's moving at any given second of any given moment. And we're too busy trying to shape them and sculpt them into doing something that's better than what we had for ourselves. And who's to decide what is better? All the while, we want to retain that lifestyle that we have all grown accustomed to. The rotary telephone. 9 channels on the TV, or less, or more, whatever. Nobody had it worse than the other when we were, you know, along your same lines. Sure, there's always been poverty. There's always been rich people. There's always been the middle class. And there's always been that same, you know, that same mentality that, you know, this is our way of life, and this is the way it's going to be. That's why I have trouble with the people that have issues with the denial of climate change. I these people crack me up. I don't understand why all of a sudden they have to have this thing in their minds that all of science is wrong, and that mankind has done nothing to destroy the planet. What purpose does it serve to have that point of view? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you don't want to live in a cleaner world? You don't want to live in a world where gasoline is too much of an evil to deal with? Why not progress into a day and time and an era where we don't have to rely on fossil fuels, where I can step outside and breathe without having to cough my ass off? Whatever happened to that? You know? Oh, you know, we can't blame. You know, they took our incandescent bulbs away from us. Oh, boo-hoo. They took away a bulb that was really, 100 and something years old and inefficient. And so, we got CFLs. Are they great? No. They're better than the ones that we had. They last longer. Well, they got mercury in them. So does the thermometer that your mom crammed up your ass when you were a kid. Nobody complained about that, did they? Nobody complained when we went to digital thermometers. Although I'm sure there was somebody out there going, man, my day, you know, we took that piece of glass with lead and then crammed it up our ass to figure out if we had a fever or something.
These kids these days have it all too easy. Why shouldn't they? Why can't we progress as a society? Why can't we let go of the past? It's like the people that come to me and they say, man, I listen to you every morning on such and such station. And I sit down, I shake my head and I go, no, you don't. And if you are, somebody's getting sued. Because I don't work for them anymore. And it's funny to me how people refuse to let go of the things that we've held so dear, even when they've become obsolete. Someday, this medium that you and I are using right this second will become completely obsolete. It probably will happen. I don't know. Maybe not in our lifetime, but someday it probably will. You know, one of the greatest advents of the delivery of audio is the MP3 format. Fraunhofer's ILS system. MP3 meaning motion picture. You get that? It's a compression format. Smaller file sounds good. Away you go. Someday that's going to be outdone. We've had it for a while now and we're pretty happy with it because it's, you know, it held up. And there's always going to be the people that will hark back to, man, you know, 8-tracks were this and that and the other and cassettes are blah, blah. Have you heard a cassette lately? Have you put in a cassette tape and listened to that god-awful hiss? Oh, man, if you got the right tape deck, it doesn't make that hiss. Why not get the CD? Why not get the MP? Why not buy the vinyl? I get it. Vinyl does sound good. Vinyl does sound beautiful. If you got the right equipment to play it on. Anything sounds great with the right equipment on it. Consumer television would be great if the right equipment was on it. That's how it works. But it's called progress. We advance. We move through society. Unfortunately, at the top speed of pudding. Because it's always the lowest guys. It's always the lowest people in the spectrum of intelligence and intellectualism that are driving the boat. That's the problem. It's not the other way around. We can't go, okay, look, everybody, let's stop doing this and do this. And then there's always going to be the guys in the back, the really slow, the dim-witted ones. You know, the ones that Darwin had said was not the stronger of the species. You know, the ones that are not strong enough to survive. It's those that are going, do we have to? Can we not stay with what we had? I liked it. I don't want to go into something new. Shut up. So now we go, well, we can't leave them out. That would be exclusionary. That would hurt their feelings. So let's just wait until they're ready. Meanwhile, the rest of society is going to have to sit here with our hands in our pockets going, well, there's a reason why we're not going back to the moon. There's a reason why our space travel thing is relied solely on a country that we don't really have that great of a diplomatic relation with. Think about it. We used to be at somewhat of some type of a war with Russia. Now we've got this space business in together. No, and it's because there were people in Congress that thought otherwise. We don't need to spend money on this sort of thing. Why not? Somebody's going to. Why do we have incredible student debt? Why do we have to saddle our kids with more debt than they'll ever have in their lives and work into go into a field where they're going to be lucky if they get a job? And then I got to sit there and wonder when the bills come due, how they're going to pay it off. And now all of a sudden they're working at a convenience store for $7.25 an hour, you know, and they can't work much more than, 20-25 hours a week. Because God help you if you go into overtime. Yeah. Well, you're going to 40 hours a week, I'm going to have to give you insurance. We just can't have that. That's going to cut into my profits, you know. They get a job at Walmart and they're making, you know, what, 10 bucks an hour? Yippee. And then the man takes their big wet bite out of it. And this is the world that we have chosen to live in because we have let the people behind us, the really slow, dim-witted ones, to figure it out for everybody else. And it's happened because we've tried to make the world as idiot-proof as possible. But the only thing we've managed to succeed in doing by making the world idiot-proof is we've made better idiots. They're still idiots. They just have figured things out how to fuck that up, too. Good Lord, if you make something so simple that a moron can figure it out, that moron won't figure it out. He'll turn around and figure out a way to fuck it up. And that's where it gets frustrating. And it's these people that I have to be nice to, because if I'm not,
then I'm considered a bad guy. And it's not that I'm being an asshole. It's just I would like to say to some people what I really think. But it would be rude. It's socially unacceptable. Apparently, people frown on it when you tell somebody to go fuck themselves. I don't know why we have come to this. I used to be able to do it with complete impunity. I just go. Now, I have to be careful about the things that I say because somebody might be offended. I have heard from people that have listened to this podcast, this show from Radioland, and have been offended by the things that I've said. Guess what? You don't have to listen to it.
Man, I don't like the things you say, man. That's, you know, that hurts.
Then don't listen to it. Go somewhere else. There are a billion podcasts out there that you could go and listen to. Those of you who have chosen to make this show part of your repertoire of things that you listen to, part of your library of things, I am deeply grateful for. I appreciate it. Because I think that some of the things that I have said, even in just this episode alone, I think most of you can relate to. I think a lot of you feel the same way. And I think when we have that like-mindedness thing here, I'm okay with that. Because I'm sure I will hear from some folks over this. They're like, man, Rick, you're right. You know, man, we had to let the idiots are the ones that are driving the bus, man. What the hell are we going to do about that? What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Rick? What are we going to do? How are we going to solve the problem? We don't. We change the rules. That's what we do. Grab our society back by the balls again, and we do the things that we have to do in this world to make it work. If you don't want to put a compact fluorescent light bulb in your light fixture, then don't. When you go to the store and go find the lights that you need, you go knock yourself flat the fuck out. You want to go burn all the gasoline in the world? Great. Even when it becomes illegal, you figure it out from there. You're not taking my cable TV away from me. I'm not. They are. They're going to take it away. I mean, it was, God, when we went to HDTV, remember that? The whole digital revolution when HDTV became a thing. God, people panicked. Oh, my God. I'm not going to be able to watch my soaps. I'm not going to be able to watch my shows. Yeah, you will. They'll just look better. Man, thanks to the government, I got to go out and buy me a brand new TV. Yeah, you had to. And then there was always the people. This makes me laugh. There's always the people that took their old CRT tube TVs, the big TVs, man, the big heavy ones. Man, I just got me a 32-inch projection TV, big screen TV, so I can watch my NFL on. And, you know, my wife paid a lot of money for this thing about 10 years ago, and I'd like to sell it for about $200. And you got a pawn shop guy, he's not even going to take it. Get that thing out of here. You know, they take it to a garage sale. They have a garage sale, and that's the star piece, man, for $200. You got some guy that goes, I'll give you $50 for it. Because all I'm going to do is take it apart. Yeah, people panicked. People got freaked out. Change is not a bad thing. Is it scary? Yeah, it's very scary. But we've gone through a lot of it. My God, look at what happened September 11th, 2001. Was that not an eye-opening experience or not? That was some serious change that occurred right there on the spot. Sparked off two wars that we couldn't afford and put everybody into financial crisis. Oh, man, the terrorist won. We have to take our shoes off now when we go travel. We have to go get felt up by some stranger wearing blue gloves. And they're not pretty either. Some of them probably are. The ones that I've experienced, not so much. I know, they're just doing their jobs. I get it. Rick, don't be so critical. I'm just critical of society. I'm critical of the way we have turned to live. We have not opened up our eyes. There's no excuse for it. I've got a smartphone. I can look at anything. So can you. You can look at anything. If you have a question, you can open up a webpage and ask it. You can go to Google. You can go to Wikipedia. You can ask it. Is it true that the Atacama Desert has never seen rain in Chile? Absolutely true that we're aware of. You can look this up. You can have this information with you. If you're trying to accomplish a task at home and you don't know how to do it, go to YouTube and type it in there. You'd be shocked. How to replace a garbage disposer in your kitchen. There's a video of somebody doing it, and they walk you through it. It's fascinating. There's people now amongst us that are going to have degrees that have been attained from YouTube.
Although it is a bit unnerving that when I get a piece of software that needs a, you know, has got a kind of a steep learning curve to it, it's always a 9-year-old that winds up teaching me how to do it. But at least it's in the privacy of my own home and I don't have to be like in shame about it. I do sit there for a minute going, damn, that kid's smart. But that's great. It's a good thing. We need more smart kids like this Ahmed Mohammed guy. You know, he's gotten some backlash over. He goes, well, it could have been a bomb. Fuck you. It wasn't. It was a clock, for God's sake. He didn't invent no clock. Clocks we've had around a while. Yeah, but he's an 11-year-old kid who built one. Can you build a clock that functions? People need to just calm down. Maybe I need to calm down. That's what I need to do. I need to calm down. I need to go step outside and you have a breath of, well, I can't do that because of the carbons. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go have a drink.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
We had a really cool moment on the air the other day with our new friend, Mr. Robert Gordon.
Yeah, so I had all these interviews that were rich with information and a story that where I felt like all the dots had never really been connected, and the narrative of what happened at Stax was still there to tell. And so I thought, oh, I've got these interviews done, and they're transcribed. This will be easy. My job is twofold. One is to figure out what happened, and the other is to tell what might have happened. So someone's version, you know, I might have the Steve Cropper version of what happened, and then follow that with the Al Bell version of what happened, or the Booker T. Jones version of what happened. It's okay, you know, in the storytelling to give the different perspectives.
Well, sure, yeah.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
There's an interesting companion piece that I've been doing with this podcast from Radioland. It's called The Cocktail Hour, and you can find it on Periscope. Yeah, what's Periscope? Periscope is a companion thing, if you will, to Twitter. If you go to Twitter and go to your app store, download Periscope. It's free, and add it to your social media page, whatever you, or your social media collection on your phone, because that's where it works. You can do it desktop, but you can't interact with it unless you're on the phone. And as a little pro tip, be connected to Wi-Fi. And what it does is it allows me to do something like this in a live fashion where you can interact with it. And I've done several of these so far, and they're actually quite groovy. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. Central is when I do them. If you follow me on Twitter, look for at Rick Cheddar, R-I-C-C-H-E-T-T-E-R. Follow me there. And when you see the Periscope thing come up, you'll see a tweet from Periscope that I'm on. Tap that link, and Periscope will automatically open up, and it'll take you right into the show. I spend about an hour talking with you folks about whatever crosses our minds at the time. It's not really prepared. It's like broadcasting for cavemen, which is fun. I have a seat, I have a couple of beverages. We shoot the shit, we talk, we have some fun, we roll through some ideas on what's happening in the world of the news, my take on certain things, your take is stuff as well. You know, we just have some fun, and it's just another way to kind of get out there. This is a more of a produced piece, obviously, but the one on Periscope, not so much. It's crude, it's raw, it's fun. And when you get on Periscope, you'll find many other shows much like that. Some are really out there. Some are wild, man. Woo, Lord. But they're a lot of fun. Take a look at it. Maybe right up your alley to find some more really groovy entertainment on Periscope. So in the meantime, thank you for subscribing to this. This is episode 85. Yeah, I got some changes coming our way, too, to this program. I'm in the process of working on that now. We are going to be adding a lot more interviews to this show. As many as we can do, but I want to get the right people. So we're trying to work on that right now. We've reached out to several folks out there that I think are going to come be a part of this. And it's a lot of people, you know, so that'll be good. We're shooting for some of the celebrities that are out there. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll enjoy those conversations as well right here on this very show. In the meantime, if you like what you heard, please share it. Tell everybody you know about it. You can find us at iTunes. You can find us at radio-memphis.com. The home of it is podbean.com. Look for my name there. Also at Stitcher. .com. Player.fm is another place. Blueberry, we're over there on the Roku. We're all over the place. It's easy enough to find. Just do a simple search for my name, R-I-C-C-H-E-T-T-E-R, from Radioland, and you'll find it. It's just that easy. So there. As there anything else I need to mention? Oh, yeah. You want to drop a line? Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com. That's the email address. Radioland at PirateRadioStudios.com. Vent your spleen if you want to. Be angry. I'm the only one that reads it. Come on. Give me your best shot. Or be nice. Or don't. Or, yeah, go fuck yourselves. Whatever the case may be. You've heard what's coming up next time. That's it for this one. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And, you know, hey, just be a good citizen. That'd be all right. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.